Well, one of the things that we focus on is make sure that you're thinking of relationships in terms of people and not just companies. A lot of times you'll have companies that are your target you're trying to sell to, and maybe that's one person or maybe it's not. But when we start looking and finding what relationships businesses have that they could maximize, they frequently forget their individual people involved in that. I'll give you another quick example. We have a software company we work for, and they have a software they sell to major large brands, household names we'd all know. And it's a product they really can only sell once to those companies, because once it's installed, then it kind of is there. And so they're constantly moving on, looking for new businesses to sell to. And so it's a real hunter kind of thing, right? Just keep knocking them down, keep knocking on doors. And we went in there and talked to them about their marketing and how they could support that. And they said, we need to get in new companies all the time. So how can you help us with that? And I said, well, let's talk about what you've done in the past and whether you have any relationships you could maximize. Have you done anything to keep up with the people that you sold to in the past? Well, not really, because, you know, we sold them and we need new ones. So we don't need to keep, you know, spending time with them. And I said, but if you look at the people that worked there, you're selling to large national and multinational corporations with a lot of people involved. And there were probably 6, 8, 10 people involved in that company when you sold the product to them. Have you looked to see if any of those people have moved anywhere else? And it turned out that hundreds of the people they'd worked with over the last 10 or 15 years had moved from company A to company B, where they bought the product from this company to company A, and now they were a company B. And our client never followed up with those people, never kept in touch with them, and instead was going off to buy some mass email list or some, you know, new SIC code list and start from complete scratch on people that had never heard of them before, when in fact they had hundreds of people that already knew and liked them that they didn't even do anything to keep up with. So that's the kind of stuff that we start to see when you look at human relationships. Suddenly that can be very, very effective when you follow up with those people. But it seems more efficient to go buy a list of 5,000 email addresses of a certain title. So when you look at what really works, sometimes it's not the thing that is the most efficient. It's the thing that's most effective.